I didn't watch a footy show last night. It's not too late for me, but a lot of people are asking about the Daniel Kerr
interview
last night. Did either of you two guys see the footy show last
night? No, I've listened to it this morning, though, parts of it.
Let's just play a bit of what Daniel Kerr had to say with the boys on the footy show last night.
Yeah, I called my mum and she didn't come bail me out. But I later found out that my mother and my ex-wife, who we weren't divorced at the time, thought that it would be best for me to experience that side of life and to realise that unless I start working and start doing the right thing all the time, it's a place that I wasn't any close to going there then. But if you keep a cycle of not working, not having things on, you know, and you've got this personality that I do, it's not good to be bored.
He's talking about tough love there, because what he's saying is that his mum wouldn't bail him out and made sure that his ex-wife wouldn't help bail him out either, and they thought that the best thing for him to do was to go and experience prison.
It's hard for us to have
a bit of tough love.
Yeah, absolutely. It's hard for
Nothing wrong with a bit of tough love from time to time.
Absolutely. In fact, there's a bit too much amongst the PCs out there. We've gone a bit too far the other way regarding all of that when it comes to a bit of tough love for the nippers at home. Like, there's all people around the joint.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with saying no.
Absolutely.
You don't have to say yes all the time, Gazy.
We're not accusing
There's nothing wrong
you,
with a bit of tough love.
No, absolutely not. I think it's appropriate. It's got to be appropriate. Can you understand
absolutely, the situation that Daniel Kerr's mum found herself in? And that would have been a very difficult decision for her to make, because no one would want to see their son or daughter go to prison.
But
to think, okay, we've tried everything. We've tried to reason with this young man. I've tried to sit down and I've tried to explain myself to this young man. Nothing's getting through. Mm-hmm. The best thing for him to do, maybe, and this might be the circuit breaker, is to make him go to prison and experience life inside there to get him to understand exactly where his life's headed.
Well, some of the stories you hear about those that are involved in drugs and the advice they're giving the family, a lot of it can come down to a bit of tough love, where you've actually just got to, you've got to let him go, and you've done enough, and you've got to kick him out of the house and all those types of things because of... Now, I don't know whether that's appropriate or not.
Yep.
Who knows? Only in hindsight would tell. But you would think that a bit of a reality check, hopefully, would help him in his recovery.
It's going to be hard for us to comment on it because, as we said, none of us saw it. But there was a lot of reaction last night.
Negative reaction?
Well, the bloke's in denial.
Right.
That was the sort of thing that was coming through consistently after the interview last night.
So people don't think that he's been taught a lesson at all?
Well, that seemed to be the view. But
smug is the word that's used a lot. A bit smug about it all, and perhaps...
He's got that smug look about him when he does talk, though.
He's always had that about him, hasn't he? From the minute he came into the AFL system, he's had that about him. Spiro, you're out. Where you watched it last night, Spiro?
Yeah, I saw it last night. I thought it was a terrible interview. I thought he didn't take it seriously. He smiled, he laughed. I think he's in denial of everything he did, even the questions regarding the drugs and the alcohol. He admitted that he drinks a lot, but he didn't seem to really want to admit how serious the drug taking was.
Yeah, listening to that, though, he's almost, in his own mind, this is how he compartmentalises it. He says that he doesn't have a drug problem. He drinks sometimes too much and drinks to excess, and then he just keeps partying on and then drugs become of it. But in terms of being a victim of drug taking, it's not his problem at all. Alcohol's his problem.
So that's his gateway drug. That's his problem.
Yeah.
Once he gets on the sauce, he's in a bit of trouble. Look, Spiro, that seems to be a view that's coming, and that might just be his personality, by the way. He might be the sort of bloke that, when he's under pressure, sort of gets the smile on his face and has a bit of a laughing, you know, kind of to cope with the whole thing. This is a bit of what Daniel Kerr had to say about what happens to him when he's been drinking.
Every time I've got in trouble, I've been on the booze. I've never really walked. Actually, once I've been in trouble sober. And, you know, I haven't been in a huge amount of trouble, but everything I've done has been publicised pretty heavily. Drug use has never been a problem for me. I have tried things, you know, I grew up, you know, a little bit of a lad and, you know, probably made mistakes in that area when I was drinking.
Well, there you go. That goes to what you were just saying then. So, look, as I said, it's hard for us to talk about it because we didn't see the interview, but if you feel strongly enough about the Daniel Kerr interview last night, feel free to join in.